This is Julie Brown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, girl, come on and take a whirl in my machine. Though I'm telling you now, it leaves scars on the wanton. Behind these bars is a house built for hunting. Now go or don't go. Don't say no, 'cause the listeners of the world are on her side. The listeners of the world are on her side. She said the city was dead, and gutless a cry for the city. You gotta move to stay alive. You do the very modern jive. I once I knew what that wisdom was for. September girls think those pearls just wash upon the shore. Now go or don't go. Just don't say no. With the listeners of the world all on her side. The listeners of the world all on her side. She said the city was dead, and gutless a cry for the city. She said the city was dead, and gutless a cry for the city. She said the city was dead, and gutless a cry for the city. Tempts the huntress, let the girls go insane as we lay down our weapons, and sure enough, we are slain by that stuff.
She had weapons and what you will. I rock your rock, you resisted. She had weapons and what you will. All right. That was Teen Days with their cover of Japan Droid's Wet Hair. Teen Days from Abbotsford, Japan Droids from Vancouver, an excellent lower mainland combination there. At the top, we heard Destroyer from his 2004 album, Street Hawk, A Seduction. That song was the title track, Street Hawk 1. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, an all CanCon show today. So we're going to have lots of CanCon, some Toronto CanCon, some Montreal CanCon, lots of local CanCon. Ken Kong. Also, Tristan Orchard from Winnie Cooper, a local, a fantastic local music website, is hopefully going to call in and talk about a special event he's putting on the weekend. So lots of great stuff coming forward throughout the hour until 1 p.m. Let's keep it going with some Julie Dwarin. Julie Dwarin is from Sackville, New Brunswick. She put out an album last year, I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day, and there's a very pretty song called Nice to Come Home on that. She's going to be in town September 8th, the night that there's tons of other shows happening, but if you're a fan of hers, make your way down to the Biltmore to see her kind of country project. It's called Daniel, Fred, and Julie. It's also pretty swell. Here is Julie Dwarin on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's always nice to come home after getting lots done. I slip off my boots, take off all my coats, and go right into my room. I turn on my little lamp and finally sit down and pick up my guitar and give it some strums. And I think of you in New Brunswick, I think of you in your little house, I think of you in New Brunswick, I think of you and your comfy bed. I can wonder what you did with your day. I'd like to tell you about mine, but I'll wait. You probably played guitar too, I'm sure, 'cause I know you always do. And round now you're making supper after your day is through. You may even be in your lazy boy chair, and soon I will be there too. Now I think of you in New Brunswick, I think of you in your little house, I think of you in New Brunswick, I think of you and your comfy bed.
Before you hit the ground, I found, believe me, more, oh, that will. Mother, oh, believe me, everything you did before you hit the ground. Thank you.
That was Hank from their album from a couple years back. The album is called How to Prosper in the Coming Bad Years. That was the song Forster Appeal. Before that, we heard Katie Stelmanis from her song Believe Me from the compilation Friends in Bellwoods 2. And at the top, we heard Julie Dwarn. It's my pleasure to introduce Tristan. Hello, Tristan.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Not too bad. So tell the listening audience a bit about yourself. What you have this website, Winnie Cooper?
Yeah, I run a music blog called Winnie Cooper that we post a lot of local stuff and not local stuff. And we do shows from the blog called No More Strangers.
Right. And you have a pretty epic show happening this Friday. That's why I'm having you on.
We do. We have a boat cruise. Someone had this silly idea to have a boat cruise, and so we have humans and Super Cassette playing on a boat with DJs, and it's pretty exciting.
Pretty cool. What are the bands like? I saw humans at, I think they were at Shindig last year, who are Super Cassette?
Humans have been playing shows in Vancouver, I guess, in the last year, and they've developed a really good following.
Mm-hmm.
Because their music's really fun, dance-oriented kind of stuff. And they recently just opened for Broken Social Scene and played with Junior Boys, so they're doing pretty well.
Awesome.
They're playing, and then Super Cassette have been recording a brand new album that's really exciting, really tight pop kind of rock music.
Cool. And they're both local?
Yeah, they're both local. They're both from Vancouver.
Yeah. Where's the boat going to go? Where's the cruise going to take you?
The boat is we're on the Abitibi, and we're leaving from the Plaza of Nations around 7 o'clock tomorrow. And then, we're going out into the inlet. We're going to listen to some bands, and then we have some DJs. We have my gay husband, Jeannie, and Winnie Cooper DJs, us playing on it. And, then we come back, and then we're going to the Cobalt for an after party, for a little dance party.
Awesome. And where can people find tickets for the event?
They're available in most record stores, online, on Club Zone, and there may be some at the door tomorrow. available too.
Cool. And drink specials on the boat? Anything that's going to entice people to get there to party? Anything beyond the great the DJs and bands and stuff?
Yeah, they have some cheap beer for $5.
Okay, cool.
Probably run out of
it being on a boat and stuff.
Yeah.
Are you a sailor yourself? Are you a nautical person?
Not really. I have a soft spot for boat cruises. I think I went on one a couple of years ago with three rock bands. It was amazing. It blew my mind. I was like, I want to do a show on a boat. So it's been kind of a dream. So.
Awesome. And about Winnie Cooper. So when did Winnie Cooper start? When did you start Winnie Cooper? And who else is involved?
Well, we ran a blog before that called Versus that was like more of an electronic music blog. And then in 2008, we started Winnie Cooper. We really just started out of just wanting to share music between friends. And then all of a sudden, we had like people all around the world kind of tuning in, and it got pretty fun in that way.
Yeah.
And we've been doing it since.
And it's you and Christian Flores? Is that the other guy that's involved?
Me, Christian Flores. We have Scott Wood, who does the interviews on there. And then we have other contributors as well that post.
Awesome. And the No More Strangers series is kind of a part, like a branch of the Winnie Cooper thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just decided to start doing parties and do it through the blog sites. That's been a pretty good fit. We've been getting into the local music a lot more with it. Like, we'll post music from the bands that are playing the night and whatnot. It's really gotten us to become familiar with the local scene.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, I know you had some adversity finding a venue for a while, but it seems like you guys are really locked in now, and you have you do it Fridays and Saturdays now.
Mainly just the Fridays, but then we have like
these other things
shows
going on
that we do on like Saturdays, not every Saturday.
Oh, okay, but, right.
Join our Facebook group.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we're every Friday at the Cobalt, and we've been having a really good time there.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys brought in diamond rings from Toronto for your anniversary party, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Any other big guests from elsewhere in the country anytime soon?
On September 10th, we have Pierced Arrows.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That are just legends.
Yeah.
And with the Manipulators and Hard Drugs. And we have some shows that I'm itching to announce, maybe an after show to that night, with really awesome artists. We should join our Facebook group.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing.
And are you ever going to manage to get the Silly Kissers to come to Vancouver?
I am working on that. I'm actually planning a tour with the Humans over on the East Coast, and we are hopefully playing with them in Montreal. So
I love them so much. I really want to see them so badly.
I've seen them a couple of times. Yeah. They're amazing. They're so good.
Awesome, awesome. And so you mentioned touring with Humans. You have a band as well, on top of all these other things you're doing.
I do. I think that's maybe why I got into it all, to get back into music or something. But I play in a band called Double Dragon. We're playing the Fringe Festival September 18th. And Olio Festival, September 24th.
Awesome. And how would you describe Double Dragon? What kind of band is it?
It's hard to describe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about that.
I saw you guys play at Music Waste, and the thing that it kind of reminded me of was LCD Sound System, in that it was like a DJ guy, like James Murphy, but it was you getting to be like your freaky self fronting a band, like fronting an electronic kind of pop rock band.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's definitely got some LCD influence in there. Maybe a bit of like the Eurythmics.
Yeah, yeah.
And, that kind of 80s stuff, but it's pretty fun. Maybe a little Rapture too. Dance stuff. We want to make stuff that's party and Saturday music.
And do you always wear tights when you perform? Or was that a special occasion?
Booking shows, I like bands that kind of, you look at them, you're like, what's up with this guy? He looks kind of crazy. So I like to dress up. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Cool. Well, anything else you want to let people know about?
Come to the boat cruise tomorrow, and let's have a good time.
Awesome.
And, thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Duncan.
Cool. So here is Superset and Humans. So check that out. Tickets are available all over the place for this the Nautical Disaster Boat Cruise tomorrow.
Anthropomorphic personification of summer.
Yes?
Do you really have to leave so soon?
I'm afraid so. But that doesn't mean we can't have one last party.
Really?
Music Waste and Megaphone Magazine present the Victory Square Block Party, September 5th from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Victory Square Park. Get ready for bands, comedy, and random sprinkler attacks. The lineup includes Pack AD, The Transmitters, Apollo Ghosts, Lord Beginner, Makeout Videotape, Aura Kogan, Sex Church, and much more. And it's free! For more information, visit musicwaste.ca/blockparty. Victory Square Block Party, presented by Music Waste and Megaphone Magazine, September 5th.
I can't bring my band away. We're all so can't break my band away. We're all so stuck on fire. I'm so sad to say, I can't break my band away. We're all so stuck on fire.
All right, that was Humans. I guess a demo that was posted on WinnieCooper.net. So go check out WinnieCooper.net for more information. Why didn't I ask them about Winnie Cooper? The lady herself. I love Winnie Cooper. I had a big crush on her when I watched my Wonder Years. Wonder Years. Oh, I should have thought of that. Anyways, you know, I'm filled with regret. Before that, we heard Supercassette from the album All My Friends, the song Lost in the Park. Both of them are playing this boat cruise, so go check that out. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Upcoming shows tonight, Dylan Thomas and Dire Wolves play with Chad Blue and the Boogeymen at John Rogers Park. That's a free show, weather dependent. If it does start to rain, it'll probably get canceled, but if not, 8th in Manitoba. Have fun on a Thursday night. Also tonight, Waves are playing at the Biltmore. Friday, Nautical Disaster Boat Cruise with Humans and Supercassette, leaving from Plaza of Nations at 6:30. Also, Calarissa and Magnetic Ring are playing the North Plaza at the Vancouver Public Library Central Branch. So check that out. Show at 9. Saturday, Vampire Weekend are playing with Beach House Dum Dum Girls at the Malkin Bowl. Later in the week, Friday, September 3rd, Smooth Sailing is at the Biltmore. On that Sunday, September 5th, the Victory Square Block Party is happening with the Pack AD, the Transmitters, Apollo Ghosts, Lord Beginner, Makeout Videotape, Sex Church, and Aura Kogan. Myself, along with a bunch of other CITR DJs, are going to be broadcasting live. So if you can't make it down, definitely tune in to CITR. Also that night, Procedure Club are playing with Burning Yellows, Student Teacher, and Young Mums at Goody. Monday and Tuesday, 6th and 7th, Ted Leo is at the Rickshaw. On Tuesday the 7th, Pavement is playing with Quasi at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. There's a bunch of deals on tickets for that. I guess it's just not selling, so check out those. Wednesday, September 8th, the OCs are playing with Magic Kids and Candy Claws at the venue. Also that night, Calvin Johnson is at the Kulch, and Daniel, Fred, and Julia are at the Biltmore. On September 9th, Shonen Knife is playing at the Biltmore. Friday, September 10th, Fine Mist is playing with DJ Me, Duncan, at the Fringe Festival on Granville Island. So check that out. Also that night, Pierced Arrows. I just realized, same night as Pierced Arrows. That blows. Pierced Arrows are at the Cobalt as a part of No More Strangers. Other shows to announce. The Olio Festival is September 23rd to 26th. So check that out. Other announcements. I thought there was something. Oh, the Rural Alberta Advantage is playing at the Biltmore on November 6th. That's really the only new show to announce. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Continuing on with our... Whose hour? The Royal Hour. All CanCon show. It's a SoCan monitoring week, so I'm playing all CanCon. Here is the band, the Barcelona Pavilion from Toronto, Ontario. Barcelona Pavilion is one of the many bands that Stephen Cato is a member of. He was one of the co-founders of the Blocks Recording Club, which is a great, it's not a label, but it's sort of a collective record producer in Toronto. They put out the first Final Fantasy albums. They put out Hank and a whole bunch of great bands, including Barcelona Pavilion. So let's give that a listen. This is Die Welt ist schlecht.
It's all.
No, that's Julie Dorn. Here is Die Welt ist schlecht. Here we go. Schlecht.
Schön wie
de passe. Da werd ik even kalt, da werd ik even kalt. Da werd er zand is, bak schon gejat. Da werd er zand is, bak schon gejat. La.
With a movie, sit and watch and rest easy. But by the end of the night, believe me, you will feel nothing but tired and lazy. So make the most of your life. Go out on a Wednesday night. Make the most of your life. Go out on a Wednesday night. Get on your boots and jacket. Pick up the whip and crack it. There are paintings and people and musics to see. Put an end to idle misery and make the most of your life. Go out on a Wednesday night. Make the most of your life. Go out on a Wednesday night. Museums, discussions, and book readings. Galleries, bands, or the symphony. Lectures, classes, and film screenings. And lots of clubs and societies. Now, not to forget the great outdoors. Going for a walk or playing some sports. So when you're looking for what to do, follow these words that I now tell you. That is, make the most of your life. Go out on a Wednesday night. Make the most of your life. Go out on a Wednesday night. When you pass this idea to a friend, a conversation may occur without an end, saying, well, what do you want to do? And what you can say is what I tell you. That is, make the most of your life. Go out on a Wednesday night. Make the most of your life. Go out on a Wednesday night. Make the most of your life. Go out on a Wednesday night. Make the most of your life. Go out on a Wednesday night.
I wish I had taken that advice last night. I could have had some fun, but instead I stayed in and worked on this show. And for what? Just kidding. Hope you're enjoying it. That was Endless Bummer from San Diego, California, originally from Victoria, BC, Canada, with their song Wednesday Night from the album Calypso. Before that, we heard the Barcelona Pavilion from the album It's the Barcelona Pavilion. an EP, actually, with Die Welt ist schlecht. Let's keep it going. Let's hear some local music, too, huh? Am I right? Paulo Ghost, Mount Benson, their fine new album. We're going to hear a song off of that, then some Fine Mist, some No Kids, and some other people from local. Here is Paulo Ghost's.
That's been through a war, who has suffered and lost and been shot before. I know that I never understand, and I know that these wounds are still sore. You have seen things that were meant to be seen. I know that I never held your hand. Pull the missile right out of your the flames that will burn through the sky that's lost in the night. Oh, well, I haven't heard this before. Oh, since you've been through that war. Now from this bunker I can see it's the girl that sings for me.
In the middle. So I'm putting up the Christmas tree all by myself this year, in hopes that your ghost may appear to serenade me on the piano like you did when you were here. I laugh a lot more, I sigh a lot more, I serve hot coffee after supper on Sunday. When it blows down the lane, oh, down the lane, my new love was me again. My new love, oh, down the lane, my new love was me again. Jumping at every shuttle on the wall, no longer the toast of the party, only in dreams am I belle of the ball. This old house can get so still, but instead of taking a pill, I find out I'm gonna play a piano so I can hear music at will. When I laugh a lot more, I sigh a lot more, I serve after supper on Sunday, I had my family all around to deafen the howling sound that the winter wind makes when it blows down the lane. Oh, down the lane, my new love was me again. My new
My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world. We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
It was written there that we were one.
All right, that was the Shilohs from their self-titled album. This song, The New Balladeers. Great stuff. Thanks, guys. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Waves, Friday, Future Bound, Saturday, Mia Moth, Lucas Field, and Annie Stella. That's the early show. Late show is Glory Days with Makeup Videotape. And Tuesday is Ray Spoon and Chris Dirksen. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. That's just about to do it. I also played, No Kids from the Friends in Bellwood comp. That was the song All That Heaven Allows, and also some Fine Mist with their song In the Mountains. Lovely stuff. Thanks for listening to this all CanCon episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Coming up, Tim with We All Fall Down, then Robin with Inkstuds, and then Mary Ev with The French Connection. An excellent afternoon of programming here on CITR 101.9 FM. Time for a couple more songs, I think. I'm going to squeeze them in. Fanshawe from her album Dark Eyes. We're going to hear the song Diana. And then her bandmate, one of them is in the Shilohs, Johnny. And the other one is Shane. And he has a solo project called Shane Turner Overdrive. So we're going to hear the song Taped on Walls. Let's do it. Thanks for listening. See you next week with a bunch of weirdo guests. Very special weirdo guests, like beloved weirdo guests. But it's going to be a fun time next Thursday. So please tune in. Here we go. Here is Fanshawe. Thanks. Like a queen.